PC KMCS General Manager Jamie Hopkins, and I welcome you to Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project on a Monday morning. This is a series of candidate interviews leading up to the 2012 general election, along with live election night coverage on November 6th. And so today I welcome into the studio Republican candidate for United States Congress, John Archer from Bettendorf. Good morning, John.
Jamie, good morning.
John is challenging Democrat Congressman Dave Loebsack from Iowa City for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. And so thank you for choosing to provide the listeners in our broadcast area more information about you. I think you and your opponent would agree that the way that we ensure voting rights and the peaceable transfer of leadership in this country is to engage citizens, help them learn enough to make a wise decision, and spur them to vote. Our responsibility as a community broadcaster is to provide you airtime as you participate in Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. The format here is an open answer response to the same 5 questions for each candidate that we profile with a hard stop at the 15-minute mark. The length of your answers will determine how many questions we get through. So having said that, let's begin. And before we get to the first question, talk about the geographic area of the 2nd District.
Absolutely. This is a new district because we lost a congressional district because of the 2010 census. Iowa's gone from 5 to 4 congressional districts. This new 2nd district is 24 counties, basically east of Interstate 35 and south of Interstate 80, generally speaking. Big geographic territory, but we've been to all 24 counties several times, and before the November 6th election, we're going to get back to many more counties.
Okay. Well, let's move on to question number one. For those not familiar with your campaign or your platform, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I ask, what do you stand for?
Well, I stand for the same values that I think all hardworking Iowans stand for, and that's quality, integrity, commitment, and hard work. And that's what you'll have in a United States representative, John Archer. I'm going to work extremely, extremely hard. I've made the commitment to the people of the 2nd District that I will visit all 24 counties at least 4 times a year and have open town hall meetings where my constituents can come in and express their concerns, talk to me about their needs, their wants, and even their dreams so I can best represent them in Washington, D.C. We've traveled the 2nd District. There are just, that's been the biggest takeaway of running for U.S. Congress is the people that we've met. We have world-class people here in Iowa. And that's been such a tremendous takeaway for me.
Okay. Question number 2. If elected, do you plan to vote your conscience, or will you vote your constituency, or that perceived will of the majority of the people?
Well, again, as we've traveled around the 2nd District, and as I've just mentioned, I'm going to be out talking to my constituency as much as possible. Through the use of technology, we can obtain input from our constituency. I have an iPad with me today. We have FaceTime. We have Skype. So I can be in Washington, D.C. and have live town hall meetings when I'm in Washington, D.C. Or I can be in Muscatine, Iowa and have conversations with folks in Lamoni. But I need that input from all constituencies, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, so I can take their voice back to the United States Congress. But at the end of the day, we're going to be faced with some very, very difficult votes. And I'll take all the input from all constituencies, as I've just said. But at the end of the day, it's going to be my vote. And I'm going to vote what's best for the constituencies here in Iowa. If there's a conflict between constituencies and conscience, I'd have to vote my conscience.
Let's talk about when one of these situations would arise. I can imagine a bill that would be popular, for example, but have a bunch of stuff in it completely disconnected from the issue that would be unpopular or might, have dissonance with you personally. So how do you handle that as a congressman?
Well, it's a governance issue, and that's part of the problem today in the United States Congress. We have massive pieces of legislation, the Obamacare, for example, the Affordable Health Care Act, 2,700 pages of legislation that my opponent, by his own admission, did not read. Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass this bill to know what's in it. 2,700 pages. That's negligence, in my opinion. The transportation bill that was just recently passed, a 2,000-page bill, and at the 11th hour, the student loan interest rate reduction was attached to that transportation bill. I don't know what those two topics have in common. So we have to get back to a simpler, leaner government so individuals can understand what their legislators are doing. The burdensome banking regulation that's suffocating small-town banks, Dodd-Frank, 2,000 pieces or 2,000 pages of legislation that less than half has been implemented. And it's that uncertainty that exists today from a business perspective, from an individual perspective, that's prohibiting small businesses and entrepreneurs and large businesses from going out and creating the jobs that are needed here in Southeast Iowa.
You're listening to Candidate Profiles as part of Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote project. Today's guest is John Archer, Republican candidate for Congress. John, question three. Congressional approval is at an all-time low. Why do you think that is, and what will you do to improve that opinion?
Well, I completely agree that it's at an all-time low. I think the congressional approval rate right now is about 12 or 13%, and my opponent's just been ranked the most ineffective member of the Iowa delegation. He's so out of touch with the people here in the 2nd District of Iowa that a recent attack ad against me really attacked my employer, John Deere. And you just don't do that here in the 2nd District of Iowa and expect to be reelected. He's voted against three very important free trade agreements, South Korea, Panama, and Colombia. These free trade agreements would open new export markets up to not only manufacturers such as Deere and Vermeer and Kent Corporation down here in Muscatine, but they would also open up new export markets for our agricultural industry. We have world-class farmers here, and our farmers need to export their commodities all over the world. And when my opponent voted against those free trade agreements, he voted against jobs here in Southeast Iowa. Those free trade agreements were supported by the United Auto Workers, by former Governor Tom Vilsack and current Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. And ultimately, they were signed into law by President Obama. So by taking that bad vote, he's voted against jobs in Congress. What I want to do is I want to be rewarded for fixing things. Government is broken. Congress is broken. We have too much gridlock. In my experience at John Deere for the past 12 years, being a small business owner, part owner of the Schebler Company up in Bettendorf, and serving on the Pleasant Valley School Board, you know, we've negotiated. I've negotiated global contracts the last 3 years for John Deere. When John Deere and a supplier enters into negotiations, they know at the end of the day they're going to have to sign that contract for the betterment of both parties. And that's what has to take place in the United States Congress today. We need to put the blame behind us. There's enough blame to go around. We need to put that behind us and really get to know each other, get to know our colleagues in the U.S. Congress so we can sit down and have face-to-face discussions so we can start trusting each other once again. There's no trust amongst members of the United States Congress. So it's that business experience, negotiating contracts, negotiating with union members, and I'm going to take to the United States Congress to put this country back on sound fiscal footing.
Question number four. To which groups or organizations do you invest your time and money beyond racing for United States Congress?
Well, sure. Running for U.S. Congress is all time consuming. I'm happily married. My wife teaches nursing at St. Ambrose University and has for the past 3 years, and we have two children. Henry is 6 and Beatrice is 3. I currently serve on the Pleasant Valley School District Board. We have a meeting this evening. That's been so rewarding to help shape the strategic direction of one of Iowa's greatest school districts, not only in academics but also in athletics. We've got a great football team this year, as your listeners probably know. So we're very excited about that. So we spend a lot of time helping out on the Pleasant Valley School District. I try to spend as much time with Henry and Beatrice and Andrea as possible, but it's really hard because we're working 7 days a week, 18, 19 hours a day, trying to win this congressional seat so we can help we can help put this country back on the path to prosperity, if you will. Henry's involved in swimming. He absolutely loves the water. I'm going to try to spend about 15 minutes with him tonight at swim practice. And Beatrice is involved in gymnastics. So God bless my wife, because she's really stepped up and helped us while I've been out on the campaign trail.
Very good. Question five. Please name two significant accomplishments in your life.
Well, I think the biggest accomplishment would be marrying my wife. That was the best thing that's ever happened to me. Andrea is a real trooper. Again, she's put up with me for the last 18 months as we have embarked on this endeavor together. She's been out on the campaign trail as much as possible, but it's really hard. And I mean, your dad can attest to this, that running for office, it's a strain on the family. It's a stress on the family. But she believes in me, as do a lot of people, and she's been really, really supportive. So marrying my wife, and then having my law degree, I'd have to say passing the bar exam was a very significant accomplishment. I also have to tie in what we've done in the Pleasant Valley School District as well. We've set some strategic direction. We've opened up a new elementary school in the Pleasant Valley School District. We're expanding our middle school. We're expanding our high school. It's so nice to have a hand in setting a strategic direction for the generation that's there today and generations to come. And that's what I want to do in the United States Congress. I want to help shape a strategic direction for this country so that our seniors know that they can rely upon Social Security and Medicare, that it's going to be there for them. But not only for them, but it's going to be there for generations to come if those folks actually need those programs.
You've been listening to Bettendorf Republican John Archer. He's running against Congressman Dave Loebsack, Democrat from Iowa City, for Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. Stay tuned for profiles on U.S. Congressman Loebsack, State Senator Sean Hammerlink, Sarah Sedlacek, State Representative Tom Sands, Chris Brace, and more. Podcasts of all the candidate profiles are available on our website, www.voiceofmuscatine.com. And finally, I want to emphasize your responsibility to vote on or before Election Day, November 6th. If you're unsure how to register, you can give our offices a call at 263-2442. And so this has been Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. Thank you for listening, and you're tuning in to the Voice of Muscatine, AM 860 KWPC.